We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Blessed viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environs, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafu. In Bafusam, channel 30 on Blendelsat. And in Adeya, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC-CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Sweden helps OLAC or Vietnam develop a radio network. In humanitarian news, food aid from South African churches is sent to Zimbabwean former farmers. In animal news, a blind horse at a sanctuary in the United States navigates life with the help of 10 cherished friends. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 7th, is the Independence Day in the Solomon Islands, commemorating its sovereignty gained in 1978. East of Papua New Guinea, this South Pacific country is made up of over 900 islands. Its diversity of coral and fish is among the world's greatest. East Renelled, a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site, is part of Renelled Island, the largest raised coral atoll on the planet. The locale contains Lake Tagano, the most vast lake in the South Pacific. In addition, the nation's Arnavon Community Marine Conservation Area is a protected area for the critically endangered hawksbill sea turtle. May the kind-hearted citizens of the Solomon Islands have a wonderful Independence Day.
Fly News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Relief News from Massachusetts, USA. As the unprecedented deadly tornadoes struck in and around the city of Springfield, Massachusetts at the end of May, at least 4 people lost their lives, with many others injured. About 1,400 structures were damaged, including 400 destroyed homes. As State Governor Deval Patrick initiated recovery efforts, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, opened additional tornado recovery centers for affected victims to seek assistance.
Conveying her heartfelt sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $20,000 for urgent needs, asking our nearby association members to please bring urgent supplies and comfort the most afflicted. Our association's relief team in Massachusetts consulted with the local Red Cross on specific needs, and thus were able to deliver kitchen and other supplies, including items for babies, to a main shelter serving 300 people, with elderly and young children. In addition, starting June 16th, the association member-run Loving Hut provided about thousands of free hot vegan meals and water for the next 2 weeks.
Many of the relief recipients were trying such tasty, nourishing vegan food for the first time and kept returning for more, while also receiving informative SOS flyers about the veg solution to prevent climate change-related disasters. They expressed their appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving care.
With gratefulness to Governor Patrick, the Massachusetts and U.S. governments, and all groups helping the tornado afflicted, we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional support and our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. May such traumatic weather extremities subside as we turn to gentler, eco-friendlier ways of living.
Lives lost to landslide in Shanxi, China. As of early Wednesday, July 6, rescuers had confirmed 18 fatalities and 2 people injured after a landslide had buried 12 homes in Luoyang County in the city of Hangzhou of Shanxi province. The rain-triggered landslide occurred 200 meters from the provincial highway 309 connecting Luoyang County with Kangxiang County in Gansu province, stranding 400 vehicles on Tuesday as it brought down 5,000 cubic meters of debris. By Wednesday morning, the rescue operation was ended and the provincial highway had been cleared, allowing traffic to resume later in the day. As more rains have been forecast in the central province, flood control officials are on high alert and are evacuating residents of low-lying areas.
Conveying her deep sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please consult with local officials on any needed assistance, saying that emergency funds are available. She also asked that they go, if possible, possible to bring comfort to the affected.
Our appreciation, Chinese government officials and personnel, for your prompt initiatives to bring relief to the landslide hit. We also thank Supreme Master Jinghai for her loving concern. With our deep condolences to those who have lost loved ones, we pray for the swift restoration of safety and stable daily lives through humanity's eco-balancing endeavors.
Cold snaps continue in many parts of Latin America. Recent extreme cold has claimed lives in countries like Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, Peru, and Uruguay. In central Chile, as temperatures in the capital, Santiago, dipped to nearly minus 9 degrees Celsius on Sunday, July 3rd, the government opened 20 shelters and doubled the number of emergency beds after several homeless people succumbed to the cold. The citrus region of Tucumán in Argentina noted blizzard conditions that had not been seen since the 1920s. While police confirmed the nation's first fatality from freezing temperatures in the central province of San Luis on Monday.
At least six other deaths have resulted from carbon monoxide gas poisoning due to faulty heating systems. In Uruguay, a cold snap that began on July the 1st claimed the lives of at least five homeless persons in Montevideo. Meanwhile, even normally tropical Brazil has been hit by record low temperatures, with snow noted in some areas. Farmers are bracing for major crop losses, as the frosts thus far are estimated to have already ruined up to 30% of the nation's vital corn crops.
Expressing her sorrowful prayers and love, Supreme Master Jinghai requested that our nearby association members in the affected areas please consult with officials on any needed assistance and to go, if possible, to bring items of warmth to the most desperate, adding that financial aid is available.
We thank the government of Chile and all others for your efforts to save lives, as well as Supreme Master Jinghai for her detailed concern. May heaven protect the people of Latin America as we strive to embrace lifestyles that renew our harmony with nature.
Supreme Master Jinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
bé, nhưng tình thương tràn đầy, dâng một lòng cho chú suốt đời không đổi thay. Cảm ơn người độ lượng, chăm sóc thân mọn hèn, cho thức ngon nước mát, cho nệm ấm chân em. Tim tôi chỉ có người thờ phượng chú suốt đời, ngày ngày chờ trong cổng, đêm đêm bao mệnh sẽ ngậm cười. Trong cổng đêm đêm bao mệnh người, ôi sao người đẹp quá, tôi mãi nhìn không ngơi. Ôi bàn tay dịu mát làm tươi cả cuộc đời. Tôi yêu người mãi mãi, tôi dù chết thay người, tôi dù chết thay người, chín xuôi sẽ ngậm cười.
Still save the planet. Day 566. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. Standing up for their own lives and those of fellow citizens, people in countries such as Chile, Germany, Libya, Palestine, Sudan, Syria, United Kingdom, and Yemen continue to rally for greater respect, basic freedoms, and a representative voice in government.
Sudan. An estimated 197 African refugees are feared drowned after their boat caught fire in Sudanese waters while they were being transported to Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. Officials in Port Sudan report that three have been rescued with a search that is still ongoing, while four Yemeni nationals who own the boat have been detained.
Palestine. Israeli's Ynet News reported on Wednesday that the Swedish flotilla boat Giuliano became the second to set sail to Gaza, Palestine, after it was allowed by officials to depart from Greece once it had been repaired. A spokesperson for the Free Gaza Movement stated there were plans for the Giuliano to meet up with the French flotilla vessel Dignity al-Karama, which had set sail the previous day.
United Kingdom. A rally was held on Monday, July 4th, outside the Royal Air Force Base, Menwith Hill, the site of a large ongoing US-run intelligence and surveillance operation. The protesters objected to the US presence at the base, which has never been made accountable to the people of the United Kingdom, as they called for the removal of all such operations from British soil.
Meanwhile, the British Parliament held an emergency session on Wednesday regarding allegations that tabloid press News of the World, owned by media giant Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation, had hacked into and tampered with messages on the cell phone of an abducted girl who was later found to have been murdered. Prime Minister David Cameron has called for a government investigation into this and other similar allegations against the news agency, while several international corporations have pulled their advertising from the publication pending the investigation results.
Germany. After a report published on July 3rd in Spiegel magazine released information about a planned sale by Germany of military tanks to Saudi Arabia, Parliament members called an immediate debate to demand an explanation from the government. Many expressed deep concern as this would be the first heavy weapons sale in 20 years to Saudi Arabia, whose troops have been supporting the violent crackdown in Bahrain. They said that this would go against the national policy of banning arms sales to repressive states, as well as Chancellor Angela Merkel's previous expressions of support for pro-democracy movements.
Chile. Following mass protests by tens of thousands of students, Chilean President Sebastián Piñera issued a proposal on Tuesday for $4 billion U.S. dollars in education reforms to address students' demands for high-quality, affordable, and accessible education available for all.
Syria. Activists reported that at least 22 citizens died Tuesday and 23 Wednesday, with 80 wounded and hundreds who were arrested in the central city of Hama after security forces surrounded the city with tanks, where despite citizens' efforts to block their advance, they also raided houses and vandalized shops. In a statement on Tuesday, the U.S. government expressed deep concern about the unprovoked violence as it urged the Syrian government to withdraw its troops from Hama.
Yemen. Protests were renewed Tuesday across Yemen as citizens continued to call for the resignation of President Ali Abdullah Saleh. Meanwhile, Al Jazeera reported that another military unit has defected to join the activists, with one former military official saying that they feel they must support the uprising inspired by the country's youth and not let them down.
Libya. Libyan government forces shelled the city of Misurata both Monday and Tuesday, killing at least 11 people and wounding over 50 more.
In sadness for the lives lost and all who have been injured or otherwise afflicted, we pray for the turmoil in every country to cease and that global citizens may purposefully share peaceful, free, and dignified lives.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
Oh, Soviet. They are the most brilliant generation of our time. They're not born to die. I don't care if I'm a hero or die or what. It's the same. It's a waste of resource. They are able-bodied, they're intelligent, they're strong, they're handsome. And it costs millions of dollars even to raise him. And so much love from the family and friends so that he grow up like that. He's not just nobody, he's somebody. He has family. Yeah? He might even be married and have children already. But he's supposed to go out there and shoot somebody you don't even have any enmity with. You cannot change love into hatred. And tell a young man who has been loved all his lifetime until now, come out and turn into a hateful person and then use a gun to kill another person, also grow out of love from a mother somewhere. Nurture like a beautiful flower in your garden with all love and care and attention and hope for the future. And it boom, just like that. One bullet this big. Finished. Such a beautiful dream. People should be given hope, inspiration to live for, not to die for. You're not born, grow up just to keep a war and then die for it. The soldiers are in the prime of their life and they are also very idealistic. So this good and pure energy and enthusiasm has to be used for peaceful purpose, for building the world, for helping the needy. Yeah, that is the kind of heroism that the young people love to spend their energy on. They would love it. The more war, the more death, the more death, the more enemies. The more enemy, the more war, the more war, the more death, the more enemy. It's a vicious circle. There's no end to it. We just have to shake hands and forgive each other. War is never a solution. We just have to stop.
Dừng bước lại anh ơi dừng bước lại đi về đâu nẻo quỷ rẻo ma trù chiến sĩ hề nát thân ngoài tha địa hồn lạc loài trong gió bụi âm dừng chân lại anh ơi dừng chân lại cầm tay em đây người vợ thương chồng thương gia tộc thương cơ đồ thương thế giới sao nỡ đành gieo tang tóc lầm than dừng tay lại anh ơi dừng tay lại đừng vung gươm thề sắc màu lên đời hãy nhìn lại những kẻ thù vạn đại phải chăng anh cũng là những con người thần lắng dịu nghe hồn hoang từ thiên kiếp đi về trong gió hú mưa gào lời thống thiết kêu than gì oan nghiệp chiến trường xưa hoặc ta chết hay là người sẽ chết đời tương lai vụt tắt giữa xuân thì bao nhiêu tình thương gia đình bè bạn theo tim thù và máu hận loang đi một kiếp người đầy nhiệt tình mạch sống mộng ước thanh niên lập bể ba trời ôi một giây phí theo dòng máu nóng gió xa trường lành lạnh bụi vàng rơi lại với em ta tôn sùng sự sống bên xóm làng và quyến thuộc mẹ cha hiền lúa ngoan khoai sông tình biển mộng con đê dài mượn mượt những đồng hoa bao thư hùng bao cổ kiếm hạo hán cứu muôn loài khỏi máu đổ đầu rơi xây hòa bình ấm no và thịnh vượng, thay đạo binh bằng chân lý diệu vời. Tạo sát nghiệp sẽ luân hoàn sát nghiệp, vui sao đành gây tử biệt sinh ly. Chỉ có tình thương bao la miên viện làm cho ta vĩ đại giữa muôn loài.
European Union removes Egypt's E. coli-linked seeds from market. On Tuesday, July 5th, the European Food Safety Authority, or EFSA, announced that a single shipment of fenugreek seeds imported from Egypt in 2009 was suspected to be the most likely source of the deadly E. coli outbreaks in Germany and France, which has claimed 50 lives, with nearly 900 who have now been diagnosed with severe kidney ailments and more than 4,221 people ill. The European Union has also moved to ban the import of fenugreek seeds, as well as issue a temporary ban on all seeds from Egypt.
However, the microbiological tests of the seeds have so far been negative for the bacteria, which originates from animal sources such as livestock, whose infected waste matter can contaminate crop irrigation water or manure-based fertilizer. Earlier, on July 2nd, an elderly woman in the southwestern city of Bordeaux in France became the first person in the country to die from kidney damage after being treated for E. coli infection since June 24th. This strain of E. coli, although different from the one in Germany, is showing itself to be similarly lethal. Meanwhile, Sweden has also confirmed the first domestic case of the deadly E. coli on Tuesday.
In deep sorrow for the precious lives lost and those who suffer in illness, we pray for heaven's mercy as we work together toward an enlightened society that seeks to protect all fellow inhabitants with love and respect.
New IMF chief takes office. On Tuesday, July 5th, the new head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, formally assumed her five-year post as the organization's first female managing director. In a Washington, D.C., USA news conference on Wednesday, the new director spoke of her commitment to address global economic issues fairly, with equal regard for both wealthy and developing countries in the 187-member fund. Director Lagarde, we congratulate you on your respected new role. Our best wishes for your success in serving the highest potentials of all nations.
Save our planet. As extreme heat and lack of rainfall persist into July 2011 throughout many areas in the U.S., the entire state of Texas is declared a drought disaster area, along with at least 81 counties in the states of Kansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and New Mexico.
Save our planet. Brunei's Department of Museums displays a large poster at one of the capital city's Bandar Seri Begawan's most popular markets, reminding the public of laws already in place designed to safeguard wildlife and the nation's cultural heritage, including a ban on selling and buying wildlife meat.
Greetings, friends. I'm Rangoon the Rangutan. My nutritious plant-based diet contains no animal products. Today I have a tip about building an outdoor garden storage shed. It is good to place it on level ground, but with a slight slant in the rear to accommodate drainage. Adding a ramp to make it easier for lawnmowers and wheelbarrows to move in and out, and being close to an electricity supply if needed, are some other considerations. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for watching. Now the weather around the world.
Cultural news. Sweden helps Olaco Vietnam develop a radio network. A $4 million project funded by the Swedish International Development Agency, or SIDA, involves the collaboration between Radio Sweden and Voice of Vietnam, or VOV. Equipment and training have been provided for over 3,300 radio station personnel as part of the endeavor, which began in 2010. The second phase of the program, which operates from 2011 until 2013, is focused on Olaxis or Vietnamese press officials. Our sincere appreciation, Sweden, for your contribution to radio broadcasting in Olag. May the programming assist in bringing essential information to many earth-loving Olaxis people.
In humanitarian news, food aid from South African churches is sent to former Zimbabwe farmers. The provisions to be delivered through the Commercial Farmers Union's Agricultural Recovery and Compensation Program will be sent to former agricultural workers 65 or older who presently do not have a source of income. Our earnest thankfulness, caring donors for assisting brethren in need. May generous hearts and helping hands be extended to friends and neighbors throughout our world. Coming up, many friends help Sissy, a blind horse, enjoy her days and nights. We'll sing a short hymn to thank God for our life-giving world. More shiny news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, smoothing news for a healing world. In animal news, a blind horse navigates life with the help of 10 cherished friends. Sissy, a 15-year-old white mare, arrived at the Deer Haven Ranch Animal Sanctuary in Montana, USA, with 5 sheep and 5 goats. They are constantly with her, assisting the beautiful horse to find food, water, and her stall. Co-owner and operator of the sanctuary, Miss Michelle Feldstein, said, "There's a magic involved in sheep, goats, and a horse becoming best friends. When you watch them, you have to wonder, why can't people do that?" Bravo, Sissy and cherished guides, on your joyful amicability. May you have many more years of loving companionship, sharing precious times together.
Let's now enjoy some humor with an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Safe Driving.
You don't ever drive. Why?
For safety reasons.
Oh, but nowadays, cars are pretty safe to drive. With airbags, safety belts, auto speed limits, etc., you shouldn't worry about your safety.
Not for my safety, for the safety of all on the road while I'm driving.
Enough of yours, Heartland, on The Poetry of Rumi, featured on Between Master and Disciples. This episode can also be accessed in our online archives.
Good work. Aijas from Pakistan.
I strongly believe that Rumi is one of the greatest spiritual masters of the old time. By his way of enlightening, teaching, and expression of God with many meaningful words in his beautiful poems. Angel from the United States.
Elevated Ajax and Angel, thank you for your positive messages. The great Saint Rumi, who practiced meditation on the inner celestial light and sound, surely uplifted our world with its illuminated awareness and divine poetic expressions. May you and the peace-loving people of Pakistan and the United States be ever more blessed by heaven.
Do you have a Heartland today? We would be delighted to hear your Heartlands and stories from your area. Please send them to heartland@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartland. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May we treasure the magnificent diversity of life on our lovely planet.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russia's RT News reports that after talks with Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan in Japan, head of Russian presidential administration Sergei Naryshkin states that the two countries' relations are expanding harmoniously, with consideration now being given to the signing of a formal peace treaty.
In the mountainous central province of Quang Ngai in Aulac or Vietnam, scientists uncover 3,000-year-old artifacts of the pre-Sahun culture, one of the ancient cradles of civilization in the country.
Spouses of several U.S. soldiers raised $6,000 to pay for the flights of two stray Afghan dogs, Smiley and Op-1, who brightened the lives of troops in Afghanistan and now will be provided with loving homes.
Argentine President Cristina Kirchner announces assistance for fellow citizens whose livelihoods have been affected by the Puyehue volcano's recent eruption in Chile, with a planned 100% increase in social benefits and deferment of tax payments for 2 months.
In China's eastern Zhejiang province, 2-year-old Niu Niu was critically injured when she fell out of a 10-story apartment window, but is alive today thanks to Miss Wu Juping, who ran with outstretched arms to save the toddler, fracturing her own arms as she softened the child's fall.
The European Union donates 29 million euros to Aulac or Vietnam to support projects that focus on increasing prosperity in mountain communities and ethnic minority areas, as well as programs that offer improved healthcare, consumer protection, and family safety.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.